from black, open on a road with low buildings on one side and a railroad on the other. The ground is frozen with a dusting of snow on the grass. The action throughout is in black and white. Cars stream slowly along the straight road. A truck is piled high with large boxes. Tanker cars stand motionless on the railroad tracks, and a man trudges up the snowy shoulder. With a factory belching exhaust into the cold air behind him, the man walks slowly along the hard shoulder. A police car pulls over, its lights flashing, and an officer gets out to speak to him.
Hey, partner. Hold on there, just a second.
The man keeps on walking.
Where are you headed there?
He seems incoherent.
Where are you headed up to? How you doing there, bud? You okay? Where are you headed? You headed down the road there? Where are you coming from? Yeah?
The old walking guy points up the road, then back behind him. Paramount Vantage presents, in association with Film Nation Entertainment, Blue Lake Media Fund, and Echo Lake Entertainment, a bona fide production, Nebraska. Starring Bruce Dern, Will Forte, June Squibb, Stacy Keach, and Bob Odenkirk. Casting by John Jackson, CSA. Music by Mark Orton. Costume designer Wendy Chuck. Edited by Kevin Tent, ACE. Production designer Dennis Washington. Director of photography Fiedan Papamichael, ASC. Executive producers Doug Mankoff, Neil Tabatsnik, George Parra, and Julie M. Thompson. Produced by Albert Berger and Ron Yerksa. Written by Bob Nelson. Directed by Alexander Payne. A gray-haired, uniformed police officer and a younger man come through a security door with a narrow rectangular window and proceed down a narrow corridor. A waiting area with painted cinder block walls has a row of chairs, a plant, a pin board with papers on it, and an ATM machine.
There he is.
Thank you.
The old man from the road, with a mop of white hair, is sitting slumped forward on a seat. The young man approaches him.
Well, there's the man of the hour.
The what?
The man of the hour.
I don't know.
The old guy puts on glasses.
So you told the sheriff that you were walking to Nebraska?
That's right. To get my $1 million.
What $1 million?
The old man reaches into the breast pocket of his flannel plaid shirt and unfolds a piece of paper.
We are now authorized to pay $1 million to Woodrow T. Grant of Billings, Montana.
Let me see that.
And your mother won't take me.
Mega sweepstakes marketing. Dad, this is a total come-on. It's one of the oldest gimmicks in the book. I didn't even know they still did it anymore.
Well, they can't say it if it's not true.
They're just trying to sell you magazines.
It says I won.
So mail it in. I'll help you.
I'm not trusting the mail with $1 million.
Woodrow snatches the letter back. The Sun station wagon drives down a quiet street of widely spaced clapboard houses and pulls into a driveway. It stops behind another car outside a separate garage at the rear of the property. As they get out of the car, a plump, elderly woman in a shapeless floral housecoat emerges from an enclosed porch behind the house.
You dumb cluck. You pretty near gave me a heart attack.
Let's cool your jets.
This is the second time he's tried to sneak out. I never knew the son of a bitch even wanted to be a millionaire. He should have thought about that years ago and worked for it.
She huffs back into the porch, then the house, followed by her husband and their son, who's carrying a laundry basket.
What would you do with $1 million anyway, Dad?
Buy a new truck.
You can't drive.
I'll get my license back.
Tell me when you do so I can stay off the road.
I need an air compressor, too.
Are you still harping on that?
Ed Pegram still has mine.
That's because he's a thief.
He's not a thief. I lent it to him.
Who's Ed Pegram?
Guy I knew back in Hawthorne.
And when did he borrow it?
74.
That's almost 40 years. He lives two states away. I'd say he stole it.
Yeah, that's why I need a new one.
Where are you off to now?
Sitting down.
He even sleeps with that stupid letter. He's memorized it word for word. I didn't think he could memorize anything anymore.
Old Woodrow goes into the living room and slumps into a couch.
Hey, what's with this casserole?
Oh, it's lasagna. It's still good. Take it. You know what I'd do with $1 million? I'd put him in a home.
Woodrow sits staring with a deep frown. A few cars are parked in the freezing wet parking lot of a strip mall, the Mid-City Superstore. In a soundproofed room with sliding glass doors, the son is demonstrating some high-end hi-fi equipment. Point-of-sale signs advertise the brands, Bose and Onkyo. The young man switches off the sound system and chats to the young couple to whom he was demonstrating. He slides open the door to the soundproof demo room.
Reasonable speakers, it'll still blow your mind if you're worried that the Wilsons or Paradigms are going to set you back too much. You know, the way they design speakers anymore, you can't make a mistake.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, we need to discuss it, and we'll get back to you.
Let me give you a card. Give me a call anytime if you have any more questions.
All right, thank you.
Excellent. Mark, Janice, pleasure.
Janice,
sorry.
David, call on line one. David Grant, call on line one.
Salesman David unhappily turns away. Later, he arrives at his parents' house. His mother is hovering outside the garage.
Where'd they find him this time?
Way the hell out on King Avenue by the Albertsons. I can't take it anymore. Ross is in there trying to talk some sense into him.
Woodrow's under the hood of an old pickup.
Ross?
Hi, David.
What's going on, Dad?
Ask Ma and Ross. They seem to know it all.
I'm asking you.
Can't get her to turn over.
That's because it's been sitting there for 10 years.
I'll get her running.
He still thinks he's going to Lincoln to get his money. Hey, Dad, how come you didn't fix the truck first or take a bus? Why'd you just start walking?
Don't pull his chain like that. I mean, the poor guy doesn't know what's going on half the time.
Well, I cut the solenoid wire and stuck it back in, so that'll slow him down. And Mom's right. It's time to think about a home. She can't handle him anymore. It's not fair to her.
No, he doesn't need a nursing home. Guy just needs something to live for. That's all this is about.
Yeah? It is pathetic. Seems like drinking always gave him more than enough to live for until now. Mom and I are looking at reality, and you better start too. A home is in his best interest. Which, let's face it, is a hell of a lot more than he ever thought about with us. He never gave a shit about you or me.
David and elder brother Ross cast an anxious glance at their father's direction.
Saw you anchoring the other night. Nice job.
Thanks.
It's your first time in the chair, right?
Yeah, Kellyanne Castillo called in sick, so they let me fill in, and apparently I didn't stink the place up too bad, so.
Tom Brokaw. The new Tom Brokaw of Billings.
I don't know about Tom Brokaw exactly, but yeah, it's looking pretty good. I paid my dues, plus Kellyanne's got a pretty bad infection, so.